In Chicago, the murder rate has undergone an incredible reversal. In 2003, there were more murders in Chicago than in any other U.S. city. But in 2004, the number of murders was the lowest it's been in nearly four decades. Around the country, there's been a general drop in killings, but Chicago's was especially dramatic, 25% in just one year. It's part of an overall crime drop in the city. Shootings, sexual assault, and robbery were also down in 2004. Like many Chicagoans, commentator Aaron Freeman is glad his city is safer, and he wants credit for the change to go where credit is due.
The Chicago Police Department is giving itself high fives and noogies because our city's murder rate has dropped precipitously. Over the past 3 years, Chicago has gone from being the murder capital of America to just another scary big city. Our cops credit their own vision and leadership, plus high-tech surveillance techniques. But I see no reason to assume our murder drop is cop-driven. Maybe there are fewer crimes because more young men are taking out their aggressions on violent video characters. While I personally have not killed any actual humans this year, I have slaughtered countless zombies, jihadis, and space aliens this year. What if playing the video game Grand Theft Auto reduces the real thing? Maybe the gangbangers who were so active and violent in the 1980s are in their 40s and 50s now. Maybe gangster granddaddies just don't have the energy to kick booty like they used to. Maybe the lower murder stats are the fruits of countless attempts over the past decades to encourage nonviolent conflict resolution. Maybe all those calls to replace black-on-black crime with black-on-black love are having an effect. Maybe all those billboards celebrating mothers as the anti-drug have started to work. Of course, some Chicagoans don't believe there actually has been a 25% drop in homicides. They suspect the homicide numbers have been cooked. They think that a bunch of people who last year the cops would have said got shot, this year are claimed to have had a gun accident. They think a bunch of folks who last year would have been reported as beaten to death, this year the cops say, it fell down the stairs. Says me, if fewer Chicagoans are killing one another, it is because we are becoming better people. I believe reduced homicides are the fruits of decades of ministers, community activists, and plain decent folks who never stop working to make ours a better, safer city. And virtually none of them have guns.
Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.